Sunday, July 13th, fifth Sunday after Pentecost. The Epistle from the First Letter of St. Peter, chapter 3, verses 8 through 15. Dearly beloved, be ye all of one mind, having compassion one of another, being lovers of the brotherhood, merciful, modest, humble, not rendering evil for evil, nor railing for railing, but contrariwise blessing. For unto this you are called, that you may inherit a blessing. For he that will love life and see good days, let him refrain his tongue from evil, and his lips that they speak no guile. Let him decline from evil and do good. Let him seek after peace and pursue it. Because the eyes of the Lord are upon the just, and his ears unto their prayers. But the countenance of the Lord is against them that do evil things. And who is he that can hurt you if you be zealous of good? But if also you suffer anything for justice' sake, blessed are ye, and be not afraid of their fear, and be not troubled, but sanctify the Lord Christ in your hearts. Haydock Commentary. Be ye all of one mind. These instructions are not only for man and wife, but for everyone, to whom in general these virtues are recommended. And everyone's duty is comprised in these few words of Psalm 33, "Turn away from evil and do good. The eyes of the Lord are upon the just, but the countenance of the Lord is against them that do evil things." Nothing can hurt you, and you need fear no menaces, no terrors, if with zeal you follow and adhere to what is good. Peter would have every Christian, according to his circumstances and capacity, ready to give general reasons of his faith and hope of salvation, both to infidels and heretics that refuse to believe. The Gospel from Matthew chapter 5, verses 20 through 24. At that time, Jesus said to his disciples, "Except your justice abound more than that of the scribes and Pharisees, you shall not enter into the kingdom of heaven. You have heard that it was said to them of old, 'Thou shalt not kill, and whosoever shall kill shall be in danger of the judgment.' But I say to you that whosoever is angry with his brother shall be in danger of the judgment, and whosoever shall say to his brother, 'Raca,' shall be in danger of the council, and whosoever shall say, 'Thou fool,' shall be in danger of hellfire. If therefore thou offer thy gift at the altar, and there thou remember that thy brother hath anything against thee, leave there thy offering before the altar, and go first to be reconciled to thy brother, and then coming thou shalt offer thy gift." Haydock Commentary. The scribes were the doctors of the law of Moses. The Pharisees were a precise set of men making profession of a more exact observance of the law, and upon that account greatly esteemed among the people. See how necessary it is not only to believe, but to keep all the commandments, even the very least. Our Savior makes this solemn declaration at the beginning of his mission, to show to what a height of perfection he calls us. So says St. Thomas Aquinas. Christians are truly just and have in themselves inherent justice by observing God's commandments, without which justice of works no man can be saved. So says St. Augustine. Whereby we see salvation, justice, and justification do not come by faith only or imputation of Christ's justice. Among the Jews at the time of Christ, there were three sorts of tribunals. The first composed of three judges to try smaller causes, as theft. There was one in each town. The second of 23 judges who judged criminal causes and had the power of condemning to death. This was called the Little Sanhedrin, and of this it is supposed Jesus Christ speaks. The third, or Great Sanhedrin of 72 judges who decided on the most momentous affairs relating to religion, the king, the high priest, and the state in general. It is this last that is designated under the name of council in the next verse. St. Augustine thinks the word raca was no significant word, but only a kind of interjection expressing a motion of anger. Others take it for a Syro-Chaldaic word signifying a light, foolish man. He shall be guilty of the council, that is, shall deserve to be punished by the highest court of judicature, consisting of 72 persons, where the highest causes were tried and judged, and which was at Jerusalem. Gehenom was the valley of Hinnom, near to Jerusalem, where the worshippers of the idol Moloch used to burn their children, sacrificed to that idol. In that place was a perpetual fire, on which account it is made use of by our Savior, as it hath been ever since, to express the fire and punishments of hell. Here is a plain difference between sin and sin, some mortal that lead to hell, some venial and less punished. He commands us to leave unfinished any work we may have begun, though in its own nature most acceptable to God, in order to go and be reconciled to our brother, because God will have mercy and not sacrifice. This is not to be understood as if a man were always bound to go to the person offended, but it is to signify that a man is bound in his heart and mind to be reconciled, to forgive everyone, and seek peace with all men. Beware of coming to the holy table or to any sacrament without charity. Be first reconciled to your brother, and much more to the church, which is the whole brotherhood of Christian men.